From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,012th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ernest Tubb.
I love the women and I love them all the same. Lord, I love the women and I love them all the same. But I don't love nobody well enough to change her name. The women make a fool out of me. My papa scolded me, and my mama sits and cries. Lord, my papa scolded me, and my mama just sits and cries. Said I had too many women for any little boy my size. The women make a fool out of me. Oh, Billy Bird. When I take a girl to dinner, she hangs around my neck. When I take a girl out to dinner, she hangs around my neck. She always pays a taxi, why she even pays a check. The women make a fool out of me. Thank you. Thanks a whole lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And now here's my good friend Grant Turner to tell you about the show this evening.
Boy, it's a good one, Ernest. It's just a Jim Dandy. Well, in the singing line, we got one of the country's most versatile quartets, the Jordanaires. And in the comedy line, there's the Flash from Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Yes, and we got my good friend Chet Atkins along for some great guitar picking.
And Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And our special guest, whose great songs are known all over the nation, Johnny and Jack. Well, Johnny and Jack will be back singing a song for us in just a few minutes, neighbors. But right now it's time to hear from four very fine and talented fellows with a great spiritual for us. Here they are, the Jordanaires, singing My Journey to the Sky. Fellas.
There's only one thing that I long for when I leave my home on high, to see my Jesus in his glory and to reign with him on high. I'll be so glad to see my mother who has gone on to that land. Oh, but I long to see my Jesus and by his side to stand.
Without a father,
without a mother,
I'll have to make this journey
myself,
sometimes
so friendless,
so much, Jordanaires. That was real great, fellas. And now it's guest time, so let's bring these two fellas out here with a great big Opry welcome. The Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack. How about it, neighbors? Johnny and you too, Jack. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Glad to be here, Ernest. Always glad to be on the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, by the way, I understand you boys have been getting around the country quite a bit here lately. Would you care to tell us a little bit about your travels?
Boy, I want you to know we had a good trip, didn't we, Jack?
We sure did. We traveled about 7,300 miles in 15 days, Ernie.
That sounds like one of our tours, Jack. You know, it sounds like you boys have been real busy. But I know that all the good folks out there in the audience didn't come here to listen to us talk, so I know they want to hear a song. How about it, huh?
Boy, we're raring to go.
Okay, then. Neighbors, here they are. Johnny and Jack with one of their latest record releases entitled, What Do You Know About Heartaches? Fellas, do it pretty well.
Can't seem to win, but you played it smart right down the line. But what do you know about heartache? Your heart's never been left behind. I can't seem to win,
but you played it smart right down the line. But what do you know about heartache? Your heart's never been left behind.
Well, Grant, winter is about over down here, and if you ask me, mild weather can't come any too soon.
Well, I know what you mean, Ernest, but of course, if a man is smart, he can always carry a little bit of mildness right there in his pocket.
Meaning
a tin of that good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You know, there's a lot of that warm sunshine locked up in PA, and it's always fresh, always smokes mild and mellow and cool, gives a pipe smoker a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time.
And that's for sure, Grant. And PA is crimp cut, so it burns slow and even. A special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobaccos that go into the making of PA.
And speaking of making men like PA, too. In OCB paper, it rolls easy. Smokes are satisfying and good.
So pipe smokers are you making men. Get mildness and taste, too, with the tobacco thousands call America's Joy Smoke. Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And now here's my good friend Tommy Jackson, along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers, all set for some great antics to the tune of Wake Up Susan. Let's give them a hand. Yes, sir. Tommy Jackson and all the square dancers. Thank you so much. You were real, real great. Well, now we come to the part of our show that we like to call hymn time. And tonight...
Tonight, Ernest, we've had a request for you to do one of the great old hymns that you do so well. It comes from one of our regular listeners out of Bismarck, North Dakota, who wrote in and asked for it. So for him and for all of our listeners everywhere, here is Ernest Tubbs singing Stand By Me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When the foes of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When amidst faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When amidst faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so much for requesting my favorite hymn. But now it's time that we heard from a boy who gets hundreds of requests every week. He's one of the finest gentlemen that I know of, and a great guitar picker, too. Here he is, Chester Atkins and the Black Mountain Rag. Chet Atkins of the Black Mountain Rag. Thank you so much, Chester. Which brings us down to the point where we introduce a good friend of Chester's and one of our most popular opera entertainers. He's that a Bull's Gap Flash with a tongue that's hinged in the middle and loose on both ends. Here he is right now, Archie Campbell. How about it?
Thank you very much, Ernest. Now, tonight, I want to be serious with you folks, do you a little classical number here from my old friend Grandpa Jones. And the name of it is Myrtle Put a Turtle in Her Girdle. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea.
Hey.
Yes.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm going to shoot you.
Shoot me? I don't even know your wife.
You're going to shoot me.
Why are you going to shoot me for?
I always said if I ever found a man as ugly as me, I was going to shoot him.
Am I as ugly as you?
Yes, you're as ugly as me.
Well, go ahead and shoot then. Way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one.
Pardon me.
Yes.
You see that woman sitting right down there?
Which one is that? In the blue dress?
Right down there in the blue dress.
Not bad.
Well, she said that mustache of yours made her laugh.
Says what?
Said that mustache of yours made her laugh.
My mustache makes her laugh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, honey, this mustache has tickled a many a woman. Oh, carry my loved one. Thank you, friend. Home safely to me.
Hey, Art.
Yes.
Chester Atkins wanted to know if it was all right if he had a date with your niece.
Chester Atkins wants a date with my niece?
That's right.
Well, I don't know. Chester's a nice boy. Do you think he'd be nice to my niece?
Well, he'd be just as nice to her as you were to girls when you were his age.
If he goes out with her, I'll shoot him. Swift wings you must borrow.
Hey, pardon me.
Up to the cash.
Pardon me, but I was just thinking about that fight, you know, you and your wife had last night.
See, me and her fighting.
That was the funniest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, that was funny, me and her fighting. I swear, when she threw that axe at me, I thought I'd split. Swift wings you must borrow.
Hey, Art.
Yes.
Look, I just remembered, you owe me $50. You owe me $50. I'm gonna meet you halfway and, forget about half of it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll meet you halfway.
Yeah?
I'll forget about the other half.
Oh.
Home safely to me.
Hey, Art.
Yes, I thought you was about due.
Pardon me, but do you know what a catastrophe is?
That's a dandy. And I'm beginning to find out, what is a catastrophe?
Well, now, if your cat had kittens in your hat, that would be a catastrophe.
If my cat had kittens in my hat, it would be a catastrophe?
That's right.
If my cat had kittens in my hat, it would be a miracle.
Oh, why is that, Art?
He's a tomcat. Hey, Ernest Tubbs, did you hear about the nearsighted man that picked up a snake to kill a stick with?
No, but he's almost as bad off as the fellow who enjoys the pleasure of smoking a pipe but keeps filling it up with dry, harsh-tasting, hot-burning tobacco. And honest, Arch, pipe smokers don't need to suffer like that at all. Not when they can load up with fresh, good-tasting, cool-burning, crimp-cut Prince Albert smoking tobacco and get himself the most comfortable smoke ever.
I figured we'd get around to Prince Albert somehow or another.
Well, the same thing goes for making men, too, Arch. You know, Prince Albert rolls easy and smokes mild with good taste. So pipe smoker or a making man, for a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time, get Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, now it's time to hear from our guest once again. So here they are, Johnny and Jack, with another of their great new songs entitled I Wonder If You Know. Johnny and Jack and the Tennessee Mountain Boys. Ready, fellas?
It was just by chance she came my way. She was lonesome for the words I tried to say. I accepted her the way she came to me. I was wrong because I knew she wasn't free. I didn't in love with her. Sometimes we reach for things we don't deserve. I knew that
that she belonged to someone else.
But within her arms I couldn't help myself. I wonder if you know she loves you still. I'm telling you because she never will. I gave her because she loved you so. She's true to you. If you know.
The times we've been together are so few. She would pull me close while talking about you. Her heart was only searching for a friend.
Yes, sir, Johnny and Jack, and I wonder if you know. Thank you, Johnny, and thank you, too, Jack, for being with us tonight. That's a real pretty song. And now it's time that we had another kind of song. This is going to be one from one of our Grand Ole Opry featured performers. I'm talking about that old squirrel shooter from KY, Grandpa Jones. Let's make him welcome. He's going to sing all about Darby's Ram.
Darby lives across the creek, and when he told the tale, every minute in that creek was big as Joseph's whale. My daddy had an old buck sheep, and you'd hear him say, one of the finest rams, sir, that ever fed on the hay. When he had 4 feet to walk, sir, and he had 4 feet to stand, every foot he had, sir, would cover an acre of land. Oh, what near big foot boys, what near big foot boys, what near big foot boys. Up to the moon. A man went up in January, never got back with June. Oh, what near big fun boys, what near big fun boys, what near big fun boys, before they cut him down, Jack. The wool that growed on that ram side reached down to the ground. It is sold to Mr. Dobson for 1,400 down. Oh, what near big fun boys, what near big fun boys, what near big fun boys, before they cut him down.
Thank you so much, Grandpa Jones. Thanks just a whole lot. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us.
It certainly is a pleasure, Ernest. And it's always a pleasure to have you sing one of your great songs for us.
Why, thank you, Grant.
Say, before you start on that song, now, I know all the folks would like to hear about your big trip.
Well, Grant, we did have a wonderful tour out through California and Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and even visited my home state of Texas, and everybody was real wonderful to us.
Fine. Real strenuous trip, though, Ernest, but we're glad to have you back. Now it's time for your song. So how about that big deca hit of yours, What Am I Living For?
Be glad to, Grant. What am I living for, if not for you? What am I living for, if not for you? What am I living for, if not for you. Oh, nobody else will do. What am I longing for each lonely night? To feel your lips to mine, to hold you tight. You'll be the only girl my whole life through. Oh, nobody else will do. I want you close to me, that's all I know. I want you all the time, 'cause darling, I love you so. What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else will do. All Buddy Emmons now. What am I living for if not for you? Oh, nobody else will do. Neighbors, we're going to have to leave you now, but it sure was nice having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, that great entertainer, Morty Robbins, will be heading up the show, and he'll have as his special guest our good friend, Charlie Walker, from down Texas way. So be sure and be listening then, won't you? Now, this is Ernest Tubbs speaking for all the gang, saying thanks a million for being with us. By the way, remember to always be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors, by cracky. And by the way, we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. Was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.